Hello everyone, my name is Chaohai Ding, a MSc student of Web Technology. Today, I would present a summary of the final report in Info 6002 Assistive Technologies and Universal Design. The evaluation of the accessibility and usability for two Web 2 applications and two software applications. This is my email. If you have any question, please contact me.Date.gov.uk is aiming to build a transparent platform for British citizens to access to the public data. Firstly, the average mark is 75.5% according to the evaluation based on the criteria of Web 2 service test in Web 2 access. This site has the following conclusion. Readable test alternatives, but no testalternatives for some images. Video have subtitle, but there is no chance to add the content alternatives. Rich text editor is not accessible by keyboard tabbing, and some error is difficult for reading due to color contrast. 55% of 60% browsers in Windows, Linux, and BSD passed the compatibility test.Wikipedia is a free website which includes many encyclopedia articles based on an openly editable model. The final result for this site is 64.4%, and the details are as following. No test alternatives for captures and images. Fully navigable with WebBIE and rich text editor is not accessible by keyboard.Lots of areas are not suitable for reading due to the terrible color contrast. 53 of 59 browsers are compatible for this site. Windows Live Messenger 2011 is an instant messaging software which provides some new features. The evaluation is based on the Web 2 Access application test criteria. The mark is 86.7% and the details are as following. Good support for built-in assistive technologies in Windows 7 and the external screen reader. Keyboard access available but do not have the instruction of the shortcut keys. There is no font size and the color setting but a good supporting for starting up. This application is just supported in Windows 7 or Vista and other portable platforms such as mobile or web. Yahoo Messaging 10 is also instant messaging software and the evaluation result is 88.9%. Not all the elements are supported for built-in assistive technologies, but having a good supporting for shortcuts. The test description is not clear. Font size and color could be cited by the users. Zoom-in functionality is supported by the external assistive tools. This software is supported in Windows 7, Vista, or XP and other portable platforms. As the name of accessibility, the website I have designed is accessible as easy as personal homepage.And I use the CSS template from free CSS template to refine the template and reconstruct it to fit the requirements of the accessibility and usability. After adding the shortcut keys to enhance the accessibility, which is not conflated with the default setting of the browsers such as IE or Firefox. The evaluation of the website is described in the website.And all the significant requirements of the accessibility have been implemented in the website. If you want to know more, please visit the URL. Thank you for your listening.